And this is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. It's getting darker and colder by the day here in the Northwest. All the more reason to find some interesting things to do. And as we do most Fridays, we are getting some recommendations for events to check out. Today, our guide is Margot Van Singel, who writes about arts and culture for Crosscut. Margot, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So tell us about your first pick.
My first pick is a retrospective exhibition of Imogen Cunningham at the Seattle Art Museum. Imogen Cunningham was this very influential black and white photographer in the 20th century, and she's kind of known as a California photographer, but she grew up here in Seattle and studied at the University of Washington and opened her first studio here. So I'm excited for Seattleites to learn more about her work and her influential career.
Yes, absolutely. So many people. We talked with a curator from SAM about this show a few weeks ago, and it just sounds amazing to look at. I know you've done some reporting on Imogen Cunningham and this show in particular. What's exciting to you about it?
I personally feel like the word, you know, trailblazer is often overused, but I think for her, it really fits. You know, in the 20th century, she really made her mark in this, you know, in photography when it was still really dominated by men. But apart from that, her work is just very, very strong. And so for people who love photography, this is just such a great show. She had such a good eye. She knew exactly what she wanted, kind of, you know, within the frame, outside of the frame, how to play with light and shadow. It's very crisp. And yeah, she photographed until she was in her 90s. So all around, just a very cool artist.
Imogen Cunningham, a retrospective. That's at SAM for the next couple of months. Good to go to in the winter. All right. So tell us about your next pick for the weekend.
My next pick is Urban Craft Uprising, which is a giant indie craft fair happening this Saturday and Sunday at Seattle Center. And then also outdoors in South Lake Union next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wow, indoors and outdoors. It sounds really big. What are people going to find there?
Tons of tables with, you know, wares made by not only local artists, but artists from kind of across the U.S. And so you'll find jewelry, handbags, ceramics, candles, embroidery, you name it. So if you need a gift for the holidays, it's kind of a perfect time to head down there. And it's free.
Oh, and free as well. Okay, great. Good to know. Nice to know that there's stuff right at hand that has been made locally that you don't have to rely on an international supply chain for, that it's just right there down at
exactly.
Seattle Center for you before the holidays. Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to recommend for us?
Yes, a concert by the Murder City Devils. The Murder City Devils are this punk garage rock band from Seattle from the 90s, and they'll be playing this Sunday evening at the newly reopened Crocodile.
The newly reopened Crocodile. This is a storied club here for people who've lived in Seattle for a while. Tell us about this reopening, because I know there's something new going on there.
Yes. So the Crocodile was in Belltown for years and years, for decades. And, you know, in the 90s, they were this kind of quintessential club, kind of, you know, grungy. And their lease was running out. So they've moved up the street just a couple blocks and they're in a new space that has completely been redone and is a lot bigger, is also a lot fancier. There's a restaurant now. There's a comedy club slash bar. There's a smaller space for concerts from kind of lesser known bands, and there's also a hotel. So it'll be looking different, and for a lot of people this will be kind of the first time that they'll be seeing the new Crocodile.
Right, the new Crocodile. There'll be some kind of merging of the old memories and starting to make new ones in the new space. We'll hear back from people how that's going. And what would you like to leave us with?
I'm ending on Timber, which is a musical performance at Base. That is a performance venue in Georgetown, and that is happening this Saturday and Sunday.
Timber. So this involves wood, I'm guessing.
It does, literally, because there are kind of six percussionists drumming on pieces of wood, on pieces of lumber. So there's like walnut 2x4s, and they're constructed in a hexagon, And this is a little experimental. I'll just preface it by saying that. And these percussionists will be playing this kind of soundtrack in a way. And the hexagonal installation that they're playing around is also a light installation. And what the organizers have told me is that they are hoping to create this sound bath atmosphere, almost like a meditation. And the organizers say that edibles are recommended but not required.
Okay, recommended but not required. Good to know before you head in there. Margot Van Singel covers arts and culture at Crosscut. Those are her picks for this weekend. Margot, thank you so much for this.
Thanks so much for having me.